Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. We want to talk about rookies. I want to talk a little bit about the top 40 club, and then we also want to talk a little bit about players that you might want to be looking at trading or trading for your fantasy football team. So let's get to it today. And first, we're going to start out talking about rookies. There are some rookies who had notable presence on their team's rosters, and some of them weren't the guys we actually thought would. So I'm going to start, and I'm going to go through the list. Number one, this particular week, in week one season of fantasy football, Jahan Dotson, the wide receiver for Washington, led all rookies with 18 fantasy points. He played 88% of the snaps, 3 catches, 5 targets, 40 yards, and 13.3 yards per catch. And the big part of this, Two touchdowns. Now, he was not the number one targeted receiver in the Washington offense, but he did really do well with the targets he had. So he is a rookie receiver that you might want to check out. Possible candidate, currently the leader in the clubhouse for Rookie of the Year. Next up is a surprising rookie, Cade York. Now, when I say Cade York, you're probably saying, who is Cade York? Well, he is the kicker for the Cleveland Browns. And he had 15 fantasy points, 4 field goals on 4 attempts, and he had one that was over 50 yards to go along with 2 for 2 on extra points. Now, that over 50-yard kick included a 58-yard game winner with 8 seconds left. Want to be watching Cade York in Cleveland. This kid's got a leg, and he can bomb them. And he will get that opportunity in that offense, I believe. Drake London, number 3 wide receiver for Atlanta. A lot of play. We expected a lot from Drake London. 12.4 fantasy points on his first week of play in the NFL. Not bad. 72% of the snaps. 7 targets. I like that. 5 catches. 74 yards. That's 14.8 yards per catch. He had 0 TDs, but he tied Kyle Pitts with 7 targets. And Kyle Pitts only caught 2 balls for 19 yards. So Drake London for Atlanta, another player that if he's not rostered and you have room, you might want to take a look at. Here's one that I liked early in the season. I don't know. He just seems like a player that could do something. Got a lot of hype in Kansas City. Isaiah Pacheco, the running back for Kansas City, 12.2 fantasy points. Not really sure how much he's going to be used. Only a 23% snap share. So that's not something to get too excited about. 12 carries for 62 yards, though. 5.2 yards per carry and a touchdown is something to get excited about. Isaiah Pacheco, a rookie running back in Kansas City that you may want to walk carefully, tread lightly with in the beginning if you decide to pick him up, if he's available in your league. But again, in the top 5 for rookies, talking about top 5, this is my next one. And there's a lot to like about this player. Now, there were 2 rookies that were drafted in Tennessee, Treylon Burks and Kyle Phillips. And Treylon Burks was the receiver who got all the play. Treylon Burks had a decent week, 37% of the snaps, which is not a lot. 3 catches, 5 targets, 55 yards, 18.3 yards per catch, which is really nice, 8.5 fantasy points. But, and here's the but here, the one that you need to be aware of, Kyle Phillips 11.6 fantasy points. I know, not a big difference, right? Only 46% of the snaps. 46%. He had 6 catches, 9 targets. The 9 targets were the most on the Tennessee team. 66 yards, 11 yards per catch. He also participated, and I think this is important, on the punt return team. So he had 4 punt returns for 62 yards. So 128 total yards for this rookie on the Tennessee Titans. His name is Kyle Phillips. He also had 42.9% targets per route runs. That means for however many routes he ran, he was targeted 42.9% of the time, and I believe that was number 3 in all of the NFL. There is a guy right there that you want to look at, especially on the waiver wire. Sure, he's available. Might be a nice little sneaky addition to your fantasy team. Again, I would say patience and see how that develops, but might be a good matchup play for you when you start hitting those weeks with the bye weeks coming up. Maybe not a starter this week for you, maybe not the next, but when we start hitting our byes, week 6, 7, 8, 9, where a lot of the players are on significant byes, you might want to have some availability there. Kyle Phillips ends up being the number one rookie in Tennessee. Who would have thunk it? Breece Hall. This is the guy who got all the play. All the play. Everybody. I mean, third round, go get him. First round, go get him. Second round, go get him. You started hearing it in the beginning from draft night, and then it kind of tapered off a little bit. He had 11.1 fantasy points. Breece Hall is a running back for the New York Jets. Played 45% of the snaps. He had 6 carries for 23 yards, so 3.8 yards per carry. Not overly impressive, but this is impressive. He had 10 targets. He caught 6 balls for 38 yards. Now, that's not a lot of yardage, but 10 targets is pretty darn good. I think that was second to Javonte Williams for running backs this week. But he led the team in targets. And again, they threw the ball 59 times. Now, Michael Carter, who was the number one running back in New York, played 60% of the snaps. So I know if you're doing math, there's 60 and 45. That's 105%. That's not possible, right? Well, it is if you're both on the field at the same time. And that's exactly what the New York Jets did. And kudos to them for getting guys on the field who can play ball. These two can both play ball. 60% of the snaps for Michael Carter, 17 touches to 12 for Breece Hall, but still, again, playmakers in that offense. A couple more rookies that got a lot of play that didn't fare quite as well, didn't make the top 5, but Chris Olave, wide receiver, New Orleans, there were some things to like about him, so I would keep him on your radar. 9.1 fantasy points, I know, not great. But 74% of the snaps is pretty good for a rookie starting out. He had 3 catches on 3 targets, 41 yards, and he had 13.7 yards per catch. Now, here's the part that I like the most. This is where you have to start reading between the lines. This is where, when you're looking for those little waylayer things out there, those things that are out there that you might want to jump on and take and grab a hold of and look at. He made a crucial 2-point conversion that eventually allowed them to kick the game-winning field goal. Now, he only had an 8.8% target share, so I'm going to tell you something on the bad side, something on the good side. That catch in the end zone for that 2-point conversion, what that opened up for him is more targets for touchdowns, and he will get them on that New Orleans offense. Chris Olave, by the end of the year, will be a player you are glad you drafted, if you drafted him. And if he's available on your waiver wire, especially in some of your keeper leagues and these deep leagues, you might want to take a look at him. You should have him. I'm sure he's rostered, but if by chance he's not, because every once in a while I go, wow, really? That guy didn't get drafted? Here's one. Take a look, see if he's available, and go get him. Damian Pierce, running back for Houston, didn't fare so well. Supposed to be the number one back, all the rage the last 2 weeks. Rose the highest in the drafts, was taken high in the drafts, 4.9 fantasy points, only 29% of the snaps on the field, 11 runs, 33 yards, 3 yards per carry is not going to get it done, only 1 catch for 6 yards. Rex Burkhead is the guy you want on that team, right? Is he? 12 fantasy points, but he played 71% of the snaps, 14 carries, 40 yards, 2.9 yards per carry. So there is hope for Pierce. 5 catches, but 8 targets for 30 yards. Damian Pierce, not a great week, but are you going to get worried about it today? I'm not sure. Maybe you just got to be careful again with when you play him and when you don't. Top 40 club, unfortunately, wasn't a huge week for fantasy football players. We only had one person who made the top 40 club. Kudos to those of you who drafted Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback for Kansas City, 44.9 fantasy points. He had 30 completions on 39 targets, 360 yards, 5 TDs. He ran the ball 3 times for 5 yards versus the LA Chargers last year. Now, I'm telling you this because he's going to play this week on Thursday night versus the LA Chargers last year. Not to be worried. He put up 30.9 and 37.6 fantasy points last year, an average of 45 pass attempts per game against the LA Chargers. We didn't think he could do it without Tyreek Hill. And what did he do? He went out and spread the ball around. I think I got a message from my son who lives in Kansas City, who you've heard me talk about. He drafts him on every fantasy football team he has. I think he messaged me and said, he's completed passes to 9 different targets. And it wasn't even halftime yet. Great job, Patrick Mahomes. Way to adapt and play. So we had one player over 40. We had 7 players in the NFL over 30 points and 18 players over 25. So there's a lot of potential for the next few weeks to get a few more players in that over 40 club. I will keep you posted on those situations. So let's get to some trade prospects. If you're looking to help your roster or you're looking to change your roster, there are some players out there that you want to be paying attention to. And there's a few of them. And for me, I would tell you this. Allen Robinson, the wide receiver for the LA Rams, had a really rough week. He only had 2 targets. He only caught 1 ball for 12 yards, and it was 12 yards per catch. He did play, however, so you have to look at the glass half full, right? Or is it half empty? 97% of the snaps he played, he ran routes on 48 of 50 plays he ran routes on, which is 96%. Those are both really good numbers. So it may just be that him and Matt Stafford need a couple weeks to get acclimated to each other. They don't really play a lot together in preseason. They didn't play any games. Tempo, all that has to come along. Now, I will tell you this, and I truly believe this. A player that runs 97% of the snaps, has 96% target routes run, can be a value for your fantasy team. 5.1% target share is not going to get it done. But here's what I will say. If you can buy him low and stash him on your bench, go do it. Go do it. I think Allen Robinson and Matt Stafford will come together, and it could start as early as this week. Now, I wouldn't necessarily make that bet and put him on my roster and play him, but I'm going to watch how he performs against, I think it's Atlanta this week. I believe McVay will get him involved. He has to, right? His running game is not that solid in L.A. They're going to have to throw the ball. I mean, and I think Allen Robinson is a playmaker. So I think in the beginning of this game, you see him get a couple quicker passes, get the ball in his hands, get him trying to move down the field, get him some yak yardage, get him some confidence, and then see him take off from there. That's what I see for Allen Robinson. Cordarrelle Patterson, running back for Atlanta, 22.6 fantasy points. He played 65% of the snaps, 22 rushes, 120 yards and a touchdown. He also was targeted 5 times, caught 3 passes for 16 yards. What I'm telling you here is you could probably sell him pretty high. So if there's a player out there that you might like on my list further down, I'm not sure that Cordarrelle Patterson can continue this type of performance in Atlanta. So I'm telling you that if he's on your roster and you can afford to move him, you might be able to go out and actually improve your roster in a different area. I would take a look at that. Jarvis Landry, wide receiver, New Orleans. I would be buying him 18.4 fantasy points. I've seen a lot of them say sell him. But Jarvis Landry, targeted 9 times, played 72% of the snaps, caught 7 balls, 114 yards. I mean, I think you're going to see more passing in New Orleans with Olave. Thomas comes back and has a good week. Landry looks solid. New Orleans can win football games throwing the football with Jameis Winston. Jarvis Landry is somebody I would look to buy if I could. DJ Moore, wide receiver for Carolina. A lot of people down on him, people. This is the week to go grab him. It's all the Robbie Anderson hype, right? He played 100% of the snaps. 3 catches, 6 targets, 43 yards, 14.3 yards per carry, 8 fantasy points. If you're playing with someone, now here's a guy that if I had Cordarrelle Patterson on my roster, I might target. I might offer Patterson up for DJ Moore and just see if I can get a taker. This is the type of player that I think you might be able to benefit from, especially if you're a little weaker in your receiving core. That might be a move you might want to take, and strong on your running backs. Darnell Mooney, wide receiver for Chicago. I think you can buy him pretty cheap. He played 90% of the snaps. 1 catch, 3 targets, 8 yards, 1.8 fantasy points. You might just have to give up nothing for him. Maybe you got a second-string quarterback like Matt Stafford, and this guy has Aaron Rodgers. You know, make it part of the deal. Give him Stafford. Go get Darnell Mooney. I don't know. But it was pouring down rain in Chicago. The weather was terrible. There was water all over the field. I know Pettis had a 50-some-yard touchdown pass, but I think Mooney will be a safe play. Justin Fields looked fairly solid with the ball. He didn't commit any real issues for his team. He protected the ball on bad weather. Can it get any worse than that? I don't think so. Brandon Cooks, another guy that I could buy if I could make him available. Another guy that maybe Cordarrelle Patterson for Brandon Cooks might be a good move for your fantasy team. 32% target share, which is outstanding. 91% of the snap count, 15.2 points, 12 targets, which is at the top of the list, 7 catches, 82 yards, 11.7 yards per catch. There's no denying the connection that he has with Davis Mills in that offense. So he could be a really good WR 2 or 3 for your fantasy team. That's Brandon Cooks of Houston. How about Rashad Bateman? If I have Rashad Bateman, I'm selling. I'm selling. Wide receiver for Baltimore. If I can get a taker, here's a guy I'm going to get rid of. Only 5 targets, 2 catches, 59 yards. That's outstanding. That's outstanding. 1 TD, 13.9 fantasy points, but he's at his highest in my opinion. He only ran 25 routes, and only 3 of those were from the slot. That was where his benefit was supposed to be. He was supposed to be the Marquise Brown slot guy where they actually invested in getting the ball into his hands. No, that ended up being Devin Duvernay and Kenyon Drake. So I'm going to sell Rashad Bateman. I'm going to get out from underneath him and see what I can get for him. Because believe it or not, there are teams out there that 13.9 fantasy points is going to sound good to. And here's a guy I might consider going to get right next. Travis Etienne. Now, I didn't have to draft him in the 3rd, 4th, or 5th round. I didn't. And yes, James Robinson is definitely the RB1 in that offense. There's no doubt about it. But I want you to realize that both Travis Etienne and James Robinson each had 31 snaps apiece. That's a 50% share. He ran the ball 4 times for 45 yards. That's 11.8 yards per carry. He had 2 catches on 4 targets for 9 yards. I would go get him if I could. And if I could trade Bateman for him, I think I might make that move. Robinson definitely looked pretty healthy for a guy coming out of the injury that he just had. But Travis Etienne is explosive and is worth a look at. So a few more things that I wanted to share with you. One last player on the trade block. I don't know, kind of almost missed this guy. James Conner is not going to be worth any more in 5 weeks than he is today. If you have James Conner, the running back for Arizona, 72% of the snaps. I know it's nice. 10 carries, 26 yards. The problem he always has, the yards per carries are not there. He did have a rushing touchdown, caught 5 catches, 6 targets, but only 29 yards, 16.5 fantasy points. It's not going to get any better, people. It's not. Make a move and grab somebody that can help you by moving on from James Conner. All right, so let's talk a little bit about target share. I wanted to share this with a minimum of 20 routes run. The number one wide receiver with the largest targets per route was Kyle Phillips, the rookie from Tennessee, with 42.9%. Yes, that caught my eye. Number two, I think, I don't know that I can say this is a surprise, but it is a surprise. Tyreek Hill, Miami, 38.7%. And then number three, Davante Adams, 36.6%. And another surprise, Amon-Ra St. Brown, 33.3%. And another guy I just told you to go get, Brandon Cooks at 31.6% target share. That's a minimum of 20 routes. Those are your top five from week one. Now, how about target share percentage? There were three guys over 40%. Number one was Davante Adams at 48.6 and A.J. Brown at 44.8. And then the rookie, Kyle Phillips, who we talked about a minute ago, 42.9%. And one last player we got to talk about, Darrell Henderson versus Cam Akers. We talked a little bit about him the other day. Darrell Henderson is available in many leagues. He had 82% of the snap share in the backfield the other night. He's not going away. His 78% route participation was par for the course for LA RB1 last season, which was 82%. I'm sorry, Henderson is the guy you might want to have. If you have Akers, you may want to move on from him and take a look at Darrell Henderson. That's the last piece of advice I have for you today. My next podcast will be looking at Thursday night football game and what's going to take place there, and then also start looking at some of our starts and sits. If you have any questions, I'm available at SundaysWithJeffMiller@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, Jeff Miller, Sundays with Jeff Miller. On Twitter, Sundays with Jeff Miller. And you can leave questions there. I've been answering a lot of questions there. And as a matter of fact, I'll probably try to share some of those with you on my next podcast. That's it. Remember, it's only fair to share this podcast with your friends so you can help make them be competitive too. That's it for today. Bye.